The source is undivided, is pure in essence, and you have no gender. It is unmanifested and is also manifested. It encompasses everything, is within everything in matter, in no matter, and in the potential of everything. The source is around everything. And its content is everything. That is the first premise of comprehension. As the source is in matter, we reflect that in order to become or be manifested in matter, need to go through a process of gestation and birth. That force that is a part of itself is not separate from the source. But the force that is able to take the task to make what is unmanifested manifested is the force of Shakti, or the force of the feminine. This is the second premise to understand. The gestation of the unmanifested uses the great power of cohesiveness to bring together different aspects of the source, different sound lights, and that sound lights have electricity, magnetism, particles of light, waves, vibration, sound. As it becomes, these particles become in the process of gestation. It gives birth to the elements that we are familiar on Earth. The elements are just simply different attributes of particles. And those attributes, as they get together in certain cohesiveness and permutations, start to take form, give form. The force that gets them together is joy, is excitement, is the excitement of the source to see itself and to offer itself to the force of the feminine, so the feminine can give birth to the source in matter. That is the third premise that needs to be understood. The feminine have attributes that sustain and invite all the sound lights of the source to dwell in certain space, to dwell in certain frequency that have very distinctive attributes. The attributes of the feminine are the ones that have power, beauty, grace, love, nourishment, sacrifice, pleasure, balance, justice, and mostly receptivity. It's a great magnetism of the feminine. It needs this great magnetism to bring together all these sound lights, and it need a great vessel, a universal vessel, to gestate all the sound lights, the known form into form. That place, we can call it the Divine Mother or the feminine aspect of the source. Everything born from that. All the planets, all the dust, cosmic dust, born from there. And anything that is born from there will inherit the attributes of the feminine. That is the fourth premise that you need to understand. Every form and creation comes from that Divine Mother. And the ones that have chosen to represent that Divine Mother will have a more percentage of those attributes in their form, in their psyche, in the nervous system, in the nadis, in the chakras, in their structure. Therefore, they will appear as a female. It will appear the attributes more evident in the form. It will be given the womb, the power of conception, the power of nourishment, the power of pleasure, the power of sustaining. And a series of manifestations in different scales come into life. There are planets that are female, there are stars that are females, there are constellations that are females, and there are species who have of course, the representation of the female. That is the fifth premise you need to understand. With this understanding, if you are a female, you have no choice than to see yourself sacred, than to see yourself with this power of conception. Because you are inheriting to conceive anything, not only babies, but it's through you that the human quality is born. It is through you that the planetary quality is born. It is through you that anything you put your mind on it will born, and it will be treated as a dearly son or daughter. And you will sacrifice your life, and you will be generously compassionate towards that. Your power of creation is in each out-breath. Your acknowledgement of your feminine force is in recognition of your own genitals, your female qualities, your mother, your lineage, the moon, and ultimated to the Divine Mother. It's a sequence. It's an expression of different qualities, but all embraced by the Divine Mother. And if you are a feminine, you are in direct link to those attributes, to the power of the Shakti, and the responsibility of creating your body, your life, your community, your planet, and your own liberation. Know where you come from as a female. Your divine origin, which is pure, eternal, undivided, unquestionable. Know its power, its beauty, its grace, and its love. With this understanding, then we enter suddenly into a meditation, a contemplation of our female origin.